I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. In presidential political news tonight, Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke to a standing room only crowd at Castleton University today. He's hoping to convince Vermonters he is the Republicans' best choice for a moderate, experienced leader. VPR's own Nina Keck was there, and she filed this report.
Robin Dwyer of East Burke got to Castleton early and had a front row seat to hear Kasich. A self-described moderate Republican, she likes Kasich's track record.
And I feel like I trust him.
But she admits she's nervous about Kasich's chances against the three Republican frontrunners, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz.
Tomorrow's tricky. I'm hoping that he'll have a good showing tomorrow, especially in Vermont. You know, he needs Vermont. That's why he's here. You know, I'm a little nervous, but I'm voting for him.
Kasich himself told the crowd of more than 550 people that he feels like Vermonters appreciate his working-class background and problem-solving approach to government.
So it is wonderful to be here, and I want to tell you that I intend to remain the adult in the campaign for President of the United States, okay? And I also want to tell you that even though some in the press may think this is over, I will beat Donald Trump in Ohio, and it'll be a whole new day. And then we'll be able to talk about issues. That's what's going to matter.
The issues that mattered to audience members in Castleton had to do with U.S. relations with Russia, child pornography laws, how to make college more affordable, and where Kasich stands on the issue of global warming. Then a young woman asked about legalizing marijuana, an issue Vermont lawmakers are currently grappling with.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Yeah, we're in Vermont, huh? Yeah.
While Kasich's in favor of the use of medical marijuana, he balks at legalizing the plant for recreational use.
Look, I smoked marijuana when I was a kid, okay? Young man, okay? All right? I'm not proud of that, but I did. And so it's not like I'm sitting here freaking out about something, okay? But here's what I'm worried about.
Kasich walked across the stage to where his two high school-age daughters sat with his wife.
How can I tell kids, stay off drugs, but this drug's okay? You can't talk to kids that way. You can't say, well, this one is okay and that one is not.
Debbie Singheiser of Chittenden says she's impressed by Kasich, but she says his efforts in Ohio to limit abortion and legislation he recently signed to defund Planned Parenthood trouble her deeply.
It's definitely a deal breaker for me. Definitely.
Terry Moran of Rutland says he's still deciding whom to vote for, but he says he liked what he heard from Kasich.
Vermonters that I've run into that we talk about want to see civility and cooperation and get things done. And his demeanor, I think, would play well here.
Moran and others say they appreciated that Kasich took time out to visit Rutland County in person, unlike other candidates who sent surrogates. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Castleton.